Now, what about this? And I wonder how many people out there can understand what this man is going through. He is a 71-year-old, so fed up with the state of median strips in Sydney's West, he started maintaining them himself. His name is David Archbold. He says nature strips along the Prospect Highway at Seven Hills are being neglected. He now spends his Sundays clearing overgrown weeds and grass from the side of the major road. He figures, I can't keep on complaining and whinging because no one does anything about it, so I'll do it myself. David Archbold is on the line. G'day, David.
Hi, Ben. How are you going?
When did you start doing this?
Look, actually, when we came into the area, I was only a young guy then, about, well over 45 years ago, the intersection, although it used to be a huge medium strip, Abbott Road and Old Windsor Road, which now forms the junction of the M2. But I used to mow the grass those days, and I did that for a couple of years, and then the M2 came and they widened the road and smoothed it over the medium strip, so it was...
We know that there's something special about having pride in the area you live in, but this is something that's supposed to be done by the local council, isn't it?
No, it's the main roads. You know, the council are really good. I say to people, if it's overgrown and untidy, it's a main road RMS problem. The council are really good.
Okay.
You can tell the difference. And I've been in touch with the council, and the council have actually been in touch with the RMS trying to get some of these things rectified, and they just talk to deaf ears.
So the RMS doesn't get out there and maintain the median strip?
No, and the RMS are what? I had one telephone call to them. Their budgets are cut. I mean, even the guy that took my call, he said, quick, hurry up. You know, we don't have many, you know. The manpower's been cut to the pieces. I mean, this is part of Duncan Gay. I'm glad he's gone, you know.
So you used to maintain Abbott Road and Old Windsor Road. Where do you maintain at the moment? What areas do you get out there with the lawnmower with?
Yeah, what time? Because I'm strongly involved in athletics. So, you know, I don't have a great deal of time. But this one is the intersection into Seven Hills Shopping Centre.
Yeah.
It's called Federal Road and Prospect Highway. It's a major intersection there, and there's a huge medium strip that people turn into to go to the local shopping centre.
Well, they're lucky that they've got you. Otherwise, who knows how high the grass would be.
Oh, look, it's just terrible, Ben. I just cannot believe. You know, there's complete disconnect. You know, I come from the north side, and I've been involved in a lot of things, and still am. You know, Lane Cove Tunnel is a community member on that.
Mm.
I've got the water of the Lane Cove Tunnel to irrigate Rotary Athletic Field, so you know, I've got a strong foot in each area. So I know the complete disconnect.
All right, well, maybe we should get onto the RMS and ask them whether or not they want to pay you for the work you've been doing. Thank you for doing what you've been doing, David, and thank you for drawing attention to it.
Thanks, Ben.
Good on you. David Archbold, Seven Hills resident. So he's been watching this for a long time. He reckons for about 45 years he's been getting out and about and doing this stuff himself. I suppose if someone else isn't going to do it, you can sit there and whinge and complain, or you can do it yourself, and that's what he's decided. He's doing it himself. If the RMS would like to relieve David Archbold of his 45 years of responsibility in cleaning up the median strips around that area, then go right ahead. 131873 is the number.